Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Romans 5, 1-5. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, chapter 5, the verses 1-5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. My theme for reflection is finding peace and hope through faith. Finding peace and hope through faith. Life often feels like a relentless storm, doesn't it? Between the chaos of personal conflicts, the echoes of global unrest, the sting of betrayal, the weight of illness, and the shadows of our own inner battles, finding a moment's peace can seem like an impossible quest. So where do we turn when the ground beneath us feels unsteady and the light at the end of the tunnel seems to flicker and fade? The Apostle Paul offers a profound source of comfort and strength in Romans 5, 1-5, reminding us that our peace does not depend on the absence of trouble, but is rooted in something far more stable and enduring, our faith in Christ. It is through this faith that we are welcomed into a state of grace, a divine assurance that whispers in our darkest moments, "You are loved deeply, eternally." My dear friends, Paul's message does not stop at the mere acknowledgement of our struggles. It delves deeper, suggesting that these very adversities serve a purpose. They teach us perseverance, a quality that does not emerge from calm seas, but from navigating turbulent waters. This perseverance then becomes the keen on which our character is forged, making us not just survivors, but individuals of profound resilience and depth. And it is from this refined character that hope springs eternal. A hope not based on wishful thinking, but on the unshakable foundation of God's love for us, a love so tangible and all-encompassing that it is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And this hope is not blind optimism. It is a light that shines all the brighter against the backdrop of our trials, and a testament to the transformative power of divine love. It assures us that despite the tribulations we may face, all will be well indeed. And this hope, Paul assures us, will never lead to disappointment or shame, for it is anchored in something, or rather someone far greater than our circumstances. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what storms are you facing in your life right now? And how does your faith provide an anchor amidst these challenges? Reflect on the specific troubles that test your peace and consider how the perspective of faith transforms your approach to these challenges. Number two, how has adversity taught you perseverance, and in turn, how has perseverance shaped your character and hope? Think about the struggles you have overcome and how they have contributed to your personal growth and resilience. Heavenly Father, in the midst of life's storms, we seek your peace and hope. Remind us that our foundation is not in the shifting sands of our circumstances, but in the solid rock of our faith in Christ. Help us to see our adversities not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities to grow in perseverance, character, and hope. Pour your love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that we may be signs of hope to others, smiling at the storm, confident in the knowledge that you are with us, guiding us, and loving us through it all. In moments of doubt and despair, remind us of your eternal love and the promise of your presence, that we may find strength and courage to face each day with hope and with faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.